But stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. It's spooky Sousa season here in the Hudson Valley. That's right, on this episode, we are speaking with hockey champion Trevor Sousa. He's been helping us out this month with the Kevin McCurdy's Haunted Mansion video, along with the upcoming Escape Room video. But today, we sit down to talk about the Hudson Valley Reapers, the Hudson Valley's latest and greatest semi-pro hockey team. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Loxat Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, the Dutchess Ulster Walk to End Alzheimer's, Vivash Med Spa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, and Walsh Valuation. Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and we got a great episode for you guys today. The first time that you saw him on Walsh Wednesday was the first episode of the Revival series, which did very well, by the way, and all of your kids from coaching finally found that video. I saw Spike on that. But besides that, he also just recently helped out with the Kevin McCurdy's Haunted Mansion video. He's on right now in October for the Hudson Valley Reapers. More on that in a second. And then you're going to see him at the end of the month for the Escape Time Adventures. Trevor, what season is it?
Ah, you're going to let me say it this time. Spooky Sousa season.
Amen. With us, we have hockey champion, coach, and also really good friend of the channel. We have with us today, Trevor Sousa. Trevor, thanks so much for coming through.
Thank you.
We haven't been talking for forever and screwed up on audio and video.
There's definitely not a whole other podcast that we just did that was like 40 minutes.
No, not at all.
That doesn't exist.
No, that never happened. Never happened. But we are here for, again, Spooky Sousa season.
Yep.
And we are here representing the Hudson Valley Reapers.
Now, Reapers.
Hence why I'm in this ridiculous costume. It's
not
also
ridiculous.
Halloween.
He's our new mascot.
I am the new mascot. That would be fantastic. Give me a pair of skates. I will skate around on that ice,
yeah?
And I will do YMCA until my arms fall off for you guys.
We're going to need more in-between periods entertainment.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might need that. We got Chuck-a-Puck.
Ooh,
now
there you go.
We got the U8. Vikings playing in between.
Ooh,
which
okay.
Is cute, which I love watching.
That's cute.
The mites are adorable. They're so fun to watch.
I love that.
Yeah. So they got in between periods for us as well, which is
okay. So you got some fun
stuff.
We
do have entertainment. Entertainment. At
unfortunately,
least
too, I can't be there for the first game.
Oh, no.
I wish I could.
I
told you already. Unfortunately, I'm going to be. So your game's at night. I'll be working an event up in Albany that day.
Yep.
Yeah. And actually, before that, I'm working the Alzheimer's Association during the day.
Yeah,
they're doing their
dang,
walk.
You busy guy.
Oh, very busy guy.
Very busy guy.
But we're here to talk about the Reapers, of course.
Yep.
So show off your hoodie. Show off all the swag.
So we got all the merch. He should put up a QR code.
Yep.
That'd be nice. It's on these little things.
We'll have all the links in the description of this episode.
Link tree. It'll bring you to our merch, Instagram, Facebook, everything like that. We have two different logos. We got my hat logo. If you could see it, I don't know if you could see it. Hopefully,
we'll zoom in.
You can zoom in, and then you got the primary logo.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then we'll have different logos for the shoulder pads, which is cool.
Oh, really?
And they're like,
cool.
they're really cool on the jersey. They're like the sides.
Nice.
They're two sides crossing with it saying Reapers.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
That's pretty cool. And it's such a great design. I love it. It mixes the colonial history that obviously the Hudson Valley has, plus that spookiness factor to it. You're starting during Halloween season.
Yes, we are.
So that's fantastic. You're also playing people like Salem, Massachusetts. So that's great. You just continue it on through the season. But when we originally talked at the beginning of the year, you were with the Hudson Valley Vipers. It's still essentially you guys under a new name, but I'm sure a lot of people are confused. Why are you guys now the Reapers rather than the Vipers?
Yeah, so there was just some ownership disagreement and a lack of maybe too much ambition.
Yeah,
too much ambition probably was that. Like, they tried to build Rome in a day, and you can't build Rome in a day.
No.
Like, the Renegades didn't work overnight. They tried to make, as if they don't know, they tried to make a pro team. Pro team wasn't very successful in Newburgh, and
they kind of had to give up the pro team, which kind of costed us our season.
Yeah, and that was the Venom. That was
the Venom was that the pro team, and then we were the Vipers. Venom logo actually really cool.
Oh, it was neat.
It had the little if the hidden in the snake mouth was like the little Hudson Valley thing.
Yeah,
if you didn't notice, it was really cool, like the river and stuff. But yeah, they kind of just messed that. We kind of just messed all that up, and we didn't. They wanted us to play in Brewster, and we didn't. We wanted to play in Hudson Valley. We wanted to play.
Poughkeepsie. That's where we grew everybody
in. Yeah, that's why we wanted it in Poughkeepsie. We had fans in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
like that rink might not be the best rink. It might not be the biggest rink, but that's where like home is for the guys that played there. Like they, when we played our first game there, we thought like, oh, we're gonna get like 50 people, friends and family, and it's just gonna be a fun game. We went there for the first game, and there was like hundreds, 200 people, and we were like, oh, and they were loud.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, we got something here, and we want to keep it. And it sucked when we lost it last year. That feeling was terrible. Like, yeah. I know we talked about that on the podcast before.
That got deleted. No, we had some technical issues. But it was crazy because even by the end of your season, here you are like maybe 50 people. You had like upwards of 500 people by the end of your season.
At the end of the season.
Which was incredible. Like
We filled that place out.
You filled that place up. Packed. The energy was great. You know, we talked about the first time that I went there. You were underselling it. And I was like, yeah, it's just this thing. You made it sound like just any other like men's league. But I show up. People are in every outfit, have the merch. There's the guy with the drum, all the chants. Like, I felt like I was at some big-time game. The uniforms was great. The playing style was great. You know, you could tell. And it's like, this was a very high level of play. And, you know, you mentioned the Renegades. Like, this is something that I could see. You guys could be, like, essentially the Renegades of hockey for this area.
Yeah, and I hope for us, different from the Renegades, is a lot of the guys on our team have full-time, like all the guys on the team have full-time jobs. They're not trying to make hockey as their profession.
Mm.
They want to play like real hockey.
This is a semi-pro league.
We're good enough. Like, play, you could be physical. There's fighting.
Yeah,
like,
this is a minor league hockey team. Yeah. This is incredible.
Like I said, difference from the Renegades is like all those guys don't want to go up.
Yeah,
Renegades, everyone wants to go up. Like
they want to get to the Yankees.
Yes, they want to get to the Yankees. Like Anthony Volpe, like it's cool seeing him for the couple years he's at the Renegades.
Yeah.
And then now he's on the Yankees. Versus like for us, it's like if we could be there every single year for the next couple years and you get to see the same guys every single year.
Yeah.
Like everyone, then you get a connection with those guys. You get to watch us play. We can go out after the game, which is like some of the fans come out to some of the bars that sponsor us after the game. Like
nice.
They get to hang out with the players.
Yeah.
Like the players are local, just like guys that want to be like in the community, like a community thing.
Well, you said you had somebody who specifically moved from Long Island to be here.
Justin moved from Long Island to be here for the Vipers last year and it didn't happen. Like that's a sucky feeling. Like he was so ready. He's like, I'm 5-10 minutes from the rink. It's right down the road. I'm going to be making every practice. I'm going to be able to make everything. And then it didn't happen. But luckily now we're back, still 5-10 minutes from the rink.
Yeah.
He's ready for this year. Trust me, he'll be ready for this year.
No, it'll be great. And really looking forward to it. Though I won't be there for the first game.
I know.
Trust me, I will be there for
it's all right.
Multitude of games.
Yeah, we got a long run in December and January of home games. Yeah. We got a long run of like, start with a home game and then we got a couple away games. Then we got some more home games coming, which is nice. Because I know some of those teams wanted to play us last year. We didn't have a team last year.
I know.
They were literally asking us if they could come to McCann to play like a exhibition game because they wanted to play in front of fans and like come to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Like who would have thought people wanted to come to Poughkeepsie?
Right?
Like.
Right. Like, well, that was just like when we saw Kevin Hart, remember? Yeah. It was like, why Kevin Hart in Poughkeepsie? It was like, because I sold out 3 shows.
Literally,
here.
He had to add an extra show. Yeah. Poughkeepsie.
He had added 2 shows.
He added 2 shows.
Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias.
So I met him.
You met him, really?
I met him. It was fantastic. Yeah, I was there.
So didn't he say that was the fastest selling out show out of any single show?
Yeah.
Like,
were you there?
In Poughkeepsie. No, one of the fans, Bradley, went. And he was telling me that. And I was like, Poughkeepsie wants something to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people want to come to watch something. Like, that's why, which sucks, it's on the same day. The 18th, they have, like, a wrestling event.
Oh, really?
So, like,
oh.
Yeah, there's an event the same day. So I don't know if they're going to say it on our Facebook, Instagram, or stuff. Hopefully, like, there's extra parking and like, Cannon Street is what Bradley was saying.
But, okay.
Or, like, hopefully they don't pay for a cross because I don't want people paying parking and then paying for a ticket. Like,
I know.
And it's not even us getting the money for the parking. Like, it's probably the event, like, the wrestling event.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it sucks that's the day they picked.
Okay. That's good to know, though. That's good to know that there's multiple things going on because
it's also good, though, that, like,
people are going to that too. Like, oh, you want stuff that's in the community that's like from here. And stuff,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff to go to. Absolutely. I wish they made the Civic Center bigger.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it feels like about time. Like, what I wish they would do, which is like probably millions of dollars and probably not feasible at all for Poughkeepsie, but if you tore down both the Civic Center, like the ice and that side, and you just make it like a little bowl arena thing, mm-hmm. with like, you can put the ice in the middle, and then when you have shows, you just cover it. Mm. Like, that's what most places do.
It's true.
So like, then you'd be able to sell more seats. You could have more concessions. Like,
talking about like an MVP arena up and all that kind of vibe.
That's not huge.
It's not terrible.
Like,
no.
And the MVP doesn't have ice, but I wish.
Yeah, they do
basketball.
No,
the ice,
they've done
hockey on there.
Yeah, they had
the hockey team. They plays out of a different rink.
Well, they used to have an affiliate with the Jersey Devils.
That's where they used to play.
Yeah, they used to play there.
Not
anymore.
Devils.
But that was That was a while ago, though.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. So see, that's what I'm saying. If we had something like that, even a little smaller than MVP, because MVP is
pretty big too. Big. At the like, same
like,
time,
if we had something smaller than that, right, like. Just, but like bigger than what we have in the Civic Center and the, because we just have a one side stage. Like, it's not like a bowl type.
Yeah.
Because a bowl, exactly. I feel like fits more people.
Yeah. Bowl would fit more people. They're at McCann. Yeah. You just have one side. But it's fantastic
cool hockey,
what you're able to fit
else.
In.
Yeah. It is. It's true.
It is fantastic for the people you're able to fit in there.
That's me dreaming big, though. Like, I know. Also being selfish, too. Like, imagine the Reapers being able to play in front of more than 500 people. Because I think
you could.
I think we could, but how much does McCann fit? Yeah. I don't want to get, you don't want to like,
it could be
have
somewhere
stuff
else.
People in.
It could be somewhere else. You never know. It might be for another exhibition game. I don't know. But
that's the thing. We want it in Poughkeepsie. Where are you going to play in Poughkeepsie?
One thing at a time. One thing at a time
true,
here.
True. We got to convince them to make a ring.
You guys are just getting back,
I know,
dude.
I know. I'm dreaming big.
So, all right? I'm dreaming big. With everybody just coming back, how much of the team that are the Reapers, how many of them were the Vipers before?
I'd say a good amount. There's some that, like, moved or left or some stuff, so we got new guys coming in because mm-hmm. like I said it previous that like your growth, you're gonna get more players that want to play for you.
Oh yeah,
that's what happens with any growth. You're gonna get better, more and better players. So, but there's still be a lot of the same names. I mean, they had some of the signings on the Reapers that had like Taylor and like Max and mm-hmm. Rob. So a couple of those guys, like Jack and Crispy. But the main one probably people are waiting for.
Sal back.
The main one is Sal.
Sal. All hail Sal.
The rumor is Sal is supposed to be back.
Okay.
So he's doing a lot of stuff, though, with the Fed, I think. So Indiana Sentinels, I think he's been posting on his stuff.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. So he's going out and he's playing games for these, like, pro teams. So he's getting pro games and he's getting pro fighters. That's
nice.
Like, because that's what people love him.
Yeah,
he loves throwing hands, and he's gotten a lot better playing since the Vipers.
Nice.
Like, it's been 2 years. He's been in the gym. He's been working like get on the ice, and I've seen him working with like some of the like hockey fighters, some of the like famous Fed guys for fighting. Like, I don't remember some of their names. I don't know if he worked with Diamond Hands, who's in the Coast, but like that guy's crazy.
Wow.
He's very good. He used to play in Danbury.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know Sal went on AJ Galante's podcast, if you mm-hmm. ever watched the Netflix documentary about the Danbury Trashers.
I've heard of it.
So
I haven't watched
the guy thing. The guy who owned the kid who owned the Trashers, he was 18 when he owned it.
Mm.
And he's now the manager of Danbury, which is cool. So he's
cool.
Like, it's a full circle for him. So now he went from owning the team to like losing it. Then they getting that team kind of back with a different name, and then now he's the GM.
Kind of similar to this.
Similar, but was like a longer story, and
yeah.
Like his is way crazier because of the. I'm not going to ruin that doc.
Yeah,
because
no,
that's
check it out. It's
doc.
A really cool documentary.
It's awesome.
But about here, like reclaiming the Reapers here. Before it was owned previously. Now the owner of the team is your coach. That's
Joey.
And Joey's been putting in a lot of hard work to do all that.
He's probably stressed out of his mind with a full-time job and kids. Like, we're trying to run the team and make deals and like trying to get like contracts with the ring, kind of get like, I don't like make it like, I guess a company, I guess it would be considered, right?
Yeah.
Like the team.
It's a business.
Because it's a business. Like trying to get that, trying to get like, even like I said, ice scheduled already, but like that's so difficult.
No,
like,
that alone.
Everyone fights over that McCann ice because there's so many teams so many like youth organizations that just like it's just the only ice available at times, and especially when you have teams going from U8 to U14.
yeah. every 2 years. And then some teams have more than that. Yep. Like you'll have like three U10 teams. Like how we don't have enough ice for three U10 teams. Where are they going to play?
Not in the Poughkeepsie area. So no, like, unfortunately.
Yeah. So like teams like Millbrook, Pauling, like even some of the high school teams, Arlington plays out of there.
Yep.
So yep. it's like, it's only one sheet. So so many people want it. It's so hard to book and claim that ice, especially like a 7 p.m. on the 18th. Like,
yeah,
that's probably a prime time
that's
spot.
Prime time,
like that's probably
time.
A prime time spot. They could be having like a free skate there or something.
Yeah.
So like all that booking for him was probably a huge headache. And
but kudos to him
kudos
for
to
doing
him.
That.
Thank God she yeah. like he loves it. Thank God she loves it because this wouldn't be happening without him.
Yeah.
You see Joey going around. Thank him. I don't like if you see this video, thank him because yeah. he's the only reason this thing exists.
No, he is a true MVP in
regards to this. Yeah, he's the best. And I think it's literally just his love for the game and the love for just hanging out with the boys. Mm. Like just hanging out with the boys is like arguably just as fun as playing the game.
Because
like,
during your championship season as the Vipers, you guys all were really all connected.
Yeah, every like I said it earlier and I said it in the podcast before, like you could just be I could hang out with any group of the group we had and yeah. just be like having a good time. It's not like I had to go search out, oh, like this guy's like my best friend. I'm going to go hang out with him. Like, nah, like if I run into one of them, I'm going to go hang out with them for a while. And then I go see somebody else and be like, oh, hey, yeah. hey, hey. Like every single person.
Every single person.
Every single guy on the team. Yeah. You're just like, oh, this is a good guy. Like,
yeah.
We go to battle together. That's what it feels like. Like yes. you're going to battle together against another team for an hour. You got 20 minute periods. So you're going for an hour.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're
going
to reap the competition. That's for sure.
Yes, we are.
But it's really cool that you guys are getting out there, and especially you guys did collect such a fan base for the Vipers in such a short amount of time. We were talking about this before, about you guys doing a few events at a few places to try to get
yeah.
the recognition back out there. It's like, hey, we're still here. Yeah. Name change, but we're still here. We promise.
It's tough.
Like, tell us about some of the places you've been and what it's been like, the new fans and old fans.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. We went to the brewery off of, I think it's King Street. It's across from Goodnight Kenny's. It's next to that big parking lot, right as you mm-hmm. come off of the bridge. So you come off the bridge, you go down. Mm-hmm. There's a big parking lot right in front of the academy.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into that parking lot and you just go to the end of that, take a left, there was like an event there and we had a tent. And we actually had a lot of people come by.
Nice.
And the MVP Vert, Brandon Virtue, absolute Vert, was like salesman that day. Like he was like able to talk to everybody, promote the team. And he's just, I don't know how he's related to Rob. He might even just be Rob's like friend.
Oh.
And he's just like, he's a great guy. And he does a lot of the stuff with Joey. Like he's helped a lot with Joey, but he was like working the booth that day. Like I helped him. We had a couple, like Jarrett was there, a couple guys like helping out at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Eastdale Village recently for the farmer's market there.
Great.
We had a little tent there and like Joey was running it. And hopefully we're going to be next Friday, they're having another one at Eastdale Village, which would be, I don't know what date that is. I don't know dates.
It'll be before this airs.
Oh, good. Look at that. Look at that.
It'll be right before this airs.
You can see them again. It's like 5:30 to 8.
Yeah.
Oh, is it this weekend or next weekend? Oh, I don't remember. It might be this weekend. So it might be after. This might have been after.
Well,
I don't know. It's one of the two. It's on our Instagram.
This is airing the Wednesday right before
the game, so that would be
the 15th.
Yeah, so I don't think it's that weekend. I think it's this weekend then.
Okay,
this Friday
because
I can't go, and I have a game coaching this Friday. That's why I can't go. But
yeah,
it doesn't matter. We've been trying to put our name out there, and it is difficult. Like you know that. Like just
it's
trying
so
to promote your podcast, like trying to get more views, like consistency, and just trying to get out there in different ways. Like not even just like. Like Instagram, Facebook, like anywhere.
Getting out in
like,
the community and being
getting
face
out
to face
and that's,
with people
that
makes such
helps,
a difference.
That helps the most, I think, because like where I work at Planet Fitness, like I've put up some of those like little flyers that we have.
Yeah.
So we have little like made little flyers and put those up, and it's people have seen it. Right as they look at it, I'm coming over to talk to you.
Yep.
I'm immediately like,
you see, you clock them clocking
like,
in.
They're
clocking
their ring, and they're like looking at like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's a local hockey team. Like, I actually play for it. Like,
I'm actually on the championship team.
Yeah. I don't put it like that. I'm a simple, like, trying to sell it. I feel like a salesman.
Yep.
Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, we're just trying to, like, build it back to what we had and build a nice community and just get together and have a good time.
I think you can easily, like, when
I hope so. I think
people...
we can as well. I think, like, looking at our Instagram growth, looking at like Facebook, and looking at like going out in the community from how many people we've seen.
Yeah.
Again, some people will say, oh, we'll see you there, and then they will be there. But like, that all happens with everything. So, like, if you have a good
game.
Amount, yeah.
It could take a little bit into the season.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But even if that happens, like, if you have, like, 50 people, 60 people saying that, you'll probably see a good amount of them.
You'll probably see a decent amount, absolutely.
That's just from those Eastdale Village spots. And, like, these are people that just happen to run into us.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Versus, like, friends and family and people who just see us on Instagram.
Yep.
And Facebook and people who might see it from this. Like,
yeah.
The more we get out there, the better for us, because we want to get as many people to experience, like, what you guys experience in the stands and, like, what our game is like. Like, we're fast-paced, high-tempo, fun. We want to interact with the crowd.
You said you would want to be in the crowd if you weren't playing.
If I weren't playing, yeah. Like, if I was hurt and I got the choice to go to the games, like, I would go to every single game. Like, I wouldn't be one of those miserable people, like, not be, or just going to show, like, I'd show support for my team, but it'd be like, I'd be one of those crazy fans.
Yep. Instead, like, of being, like, the guy who's on the bench hurt supporting.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be, like, in the, exactly.
You'd be given way more support out there than you would be able to on the bench.
Yeah, no, well, I want to play the game, obviously. That's literally, like, I love playing hockey. That's my favorite thing ever. But
yes,
if I could be, like, if I get, knock on wood, I do not want to get hurt. Never want to get hurt. That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Like, don't get hurt.
Yeah. If that, but it, like, if I ever was hurt, like, I'd be in the stands.
That would
be in the stands. I'd be watching with them, because I want to be interacting with the fans, and I want to do all those crazy chants they do.
Yep.
And they all look so fun, and they're all very loud, and they're all very fun.
But wouldn't, like, that be so fun? It's like, obviously you don't want to be hurt, but I'm just saying, like,
you don't want to be hurt or scratched. Like, that's no fun for anybody.
But if you are doing that, like, to have a player out in the crowd with everybody to interact, like, that's pretty fun.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, that's the first Venom game. We had a bunch of the Vipers guys there. I wish there was more people that showed up to it, but it was in Newburgh, so nobody really knew. Nobody really knew any, like, the promos weren't the best. I don't know. Maybe that's why there wasn't a lot of people.
Yep.
But, like, there's a bunch of, like, Vipers guys.
Yep.
So it's like the fans that did show up were, like, talking to us a lot and, like, getting to interact, be like, oh, I can't wait till you guys are back as well.
Yep.
Which sucks we didn't.
Didn't happen. But hey, you, like, are back.
Yeah,
you're back.
We are back now.
Reapers.
So hopefully, like, those people that were waiting for us are still hopefully we're patient enough because their patience will pay off.
What I really would love to see, and I'm going to put this out into the universe, because it is Halloween season.
Uh-oh.
Since this is Spooky Sousa season, it's Halloween season. I'm in this ridiculous getup as
not
a
ridiculous, like I said, new mascot.
New mascot, yes, absolutely. I hope, this is a challenge to anybody who hears this. For the 18th, the start of their season, it's during Halloween season, dress up as the Grim Reaper. Show up. I want to see people with scythes at the game.
You're not
supporting.
Gonna be there.
In retrospect. I want to be able to see it. I want everybody to support that way.
I will say, this hat, I don't, what was it, you know what this hat's called? I don't know
what is the official name of that hat?
I don't know,
I'm not sure.
That's why I was asking you. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That colonial style hat. That's
kind
of
like
top.
A Commodore hat or something. There's probably a much more official name.
One of the fans has one already.
Does he?
Was wearing, so he was helping us run the booth, Brad.
Nice.
The best guy.
I have a black, like, Captain Jack Sparrow hat that's very similar to it, too.
But
you can get away with that.
He's done a lot, just even when the Venom War thing, he was helping, and now he's helping with us as well. And he has one of those hats, and he was wearing that at the booth the other day. And people were complimenting at it, and then we were just being like, oh, yeah, it's a great hat. It matches this one. You want to talk? Like, and then you talk about the team. You got to make everything about the team. At
everything
about
They're absolutely.
Like trying to walk by us. You gotta, if they make eye contact with me and I said it to everybody, I am saying hi. And I'm trying to bring you over here to talk about, because it's not like I'm going to bite you. Like, those boots, like,
that was the Vipers. You would bite them for the
at the snake bite. Not anymore, no.
Now you just slash them.
Yeah, it was slash and dash.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
Adversity and stress. How do you cope? I'm dealing with a voice issue right now, my own adversity and stress. So let's use AI Andy for the rest of this message. Take it away, AI Andy.
This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at MHA of Dutchess County. We all move on a scale of mental wellness. It can shift minute by minute, hour by hour, based on what we face. What happens when it piles on? How do you cope? Do you turn to the bottle or vape? Do you medicate with pills not prescribed for that purpose? Do you become short-tempered and argue with others? Are you quick to road rage? These are self-defeating and negative reactions, and they're unhealthy and can lead to self-inflicted further stress. There's no shame in seeking to improve you by engaging in self-care with a therapist. If you do not know where to start, talk to your primary care physician. You can always contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500, and if we don't have a specific program to help you, we will help guide you to one.
Thanks, AI Andy. You sound pretty good.
Thanks, Andrew and AI Andy. Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleinman, Collins, and Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleinman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
A message from Dutchess Beer Distributors. From now to the end of November, Dutchess Beer Distributors presents Football Face-Off. Come on out to your favorite Hudson Valley bars and restaurants where you could win free Bud Light and neutral seltzers, along with other awesome prizes. Try your hand at one of their three games: football toss, beer can cornhole, or flick a field goal. You can check out the events calendar to see where Dutchess Beer Distributors will be next in the description of this episode.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. That's right, just in time for Halloween, Core Theater Group presents Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, at the theater at Mountain Lake Park in Warwick, New York, on October 17th through the 19th. Celebrate spooky season with this legendary musical, which blends horror and dark comedy. For tickets and more information, please visit coretheatergroup.com. Take steps toward cures by joining the Breakthrough T1D Walk, formerly the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation One Walk, the leading type 1 diabetes walk. As a walker, you'll be part of a passionate community helping make everyday life better for people with type 1 diabetes as we drive towards curing it. This year's Hudson Valley Walk will take place at the East Fishkill Rec Center on Sunday, October 26th, with registration starting at 12 noon. For more information, please visit BreakthroughT1D.org.
Spend some time at the Dutchess Ulster Walk to end Alzheimer's on Saturday, October 18th, starting on the Highland side of the walkway over the Hudson. Now is the time to get out, get moving, and join the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other forms of dementia, now is the time for hope. Now is the time for action. Registration starts at 9 a.m. with ceremonies kicking off at 10 a.m., and the walk will begin at 10:20. Stick around for heartfelt speeches, music, crafts, vendors, and more. All funds raised through the Walk to End Alzheimer's further the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. Each registered participant will receive a promised garden flower. You can choose the color that best represents your connection to the disease. Blue represents someone living with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Purple is for those who have lost someone to the disease. Yellow represents someone who is currently supporting or caring for a person living with Alzheimer's. And orange is for someone who supports the cause and the association's vision of a world without Alzheimer's. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to seeing you at the Dutchess Ulster Walk to End Alzheimer's on October 18th.
Up next, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications.
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Women-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit PRwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleinman, Collins, and Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, the Dutchess Ulster Walk to End Alzheimer's, VVash Med Spa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, and Walsh Valuation.
trying to get everybody to, like, you know, it's a tough thing. Because some people, like, when you see a booth that's just talking, like, no, some people don't.
It's tough.
I don't even want to go to some of those. Yeah. Like, if I'm walking by, like, oh, cool. Like,
are you guys selling the merch yet at these booths?
Yes, we are. Some of them. Okay. It's easier to, I think you even know, it's probably easier to just, like, order it online and then get it.
Yes.
Because if getting stock is expensive. It's tough. And Joey was telling me all about it. He's got, like, game pucks. He's got, like, then you need, like, sweatshirts, right? Like, and then you have two different logos.
Yep.
What we have, like, he was explaining all of it, and it's like, it costs a lot. He does all those, and then he was thinking to himself, God damn it, I need youth too.
Yeah.
Like, I need both.
Yeah.
So, like, now it's even more money.
Because the kids are going to want that as well.
The kids are going to want it. And that's who you want.
Yeah.
I think you'd rather have the youth.
Yeah.
Stuff than the kids, the parent stuff at first.
At first.
Just because if we bring in, like, the kid factor. Yep. Obviously, those, like,
and then the adults come.
We have the fans that we have, and they love us. I think that also helps with, like, our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys are very personal. If you see them in the rink, all of them will probably like be able to talk to you and, like, have a conversation and want to actually, like, interact with the fans and be like, if you're a fan of us, like, thank you for supporting us. Like, everyone will have a good conversation and give you their time. And, like, some teams don't do that, like, especially, like, the more pro you get sometimes, like, some of those guys get cocky, and even at, like, the next Fed level. Like, I heard some of the Venom guys just didn't want to go talk to anybody, which, like... Yeah.
That's something
that's what I've heard.
But we want to talk to everybody.
I want to grab a drink with somebody afterwards. I literally want to be the last guy. What I think to myself every time I'm doing, like if I'm signing stuff or I'm just saying hi to talking to people, like, I want to be the last guy out.
Yeah.
That's how I think to myself. Like, I want to be the last guy out if I'm still wanted there. Like, if everybody has talked to me who has wanted to talk to me, and it's done, like, I don't need to, everybody else is gone, like, this, I'm good. I could go get unchanged, and everybody still want to talk to Sal.
Yeah.
Because Sal will be there. Sal's always there later than me, and I take forever at the end, because I want to give my time to everybody, because they gave their time to come watch me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're giving that time to me, I want to try to give as much as I can back to you.
Absolutely.
Because this is such, like, a cool thing for our community, and, like, being able to play is, like, there's only 18 roster spots when you play a game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of 18, and then there's 500 people in the stands watching,
and that's huge.
It's an amazing feeling, and, like, bringing 500 people together and to be able to, like, cheer for something and have fun and get drunk and, you know, all of those things, like,
drink responsibly
of course. That's why some of those bars are in walking distance.
Yep.
Like, we're right in the perfect spot there, like,
yep. No, it's a really good spot for it all. So obviously we will be including the QR codes in the link tree, of course, but let's verbally say it. Where can people find you guys online to follow for all the updates on the Hudson Valley Reapers?
Just at Hudson Valley Reapers, I believe, or HV Reapers. If you look either of those up, Hudson Valley Reapers on Google, even, it'll pop up with our Facebook, Instagram, everything like that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It should all be easy to find. And then you'll be able to just see, it's even pinned on top as our schedule. Our schedule is right up there from the 18th to October 18th to February 28th.
Fantastic.
And then we'll have, hopefully, playoffs right after that.
Yes.
And we do well enough, we could get some home games for playoffs, which is what we really wanted so bad the first year.
Yeah.
Like, we were begging for one home playoff game. That's all we wanted.
Right.
All we wanted was just, even if we, like, we knew we had to go travel to Toledo to win everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted one home playoff game. That's all we wanted. We were begging for it.
I just would love to
know
see
how
that.
Fun.
It would be so much fun.
They are already crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to be even more crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, I hope. Again, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch, but from all the people that I've known that want to come, that probably will come again, and then people that even I don't know that other people will bring. You know what I mean? Like, the word spreads. And I hope it spreads fast, and I hope we can fill that place out. Get as many people as possible.
I'm sure you will. When people realize it's like, oh, this is just a continuation
from
the Vipers.
This is just a continuation from the Vipers. Yeah.
People are going to be ecstatic. And with the connection with, like, the Colonial Hudson Valley, the Reapers, I feel like there's so much people can do. Again, show up like me. Show up like me right now. It doesn't even have to be in Halloween season. It could be in December.
Yep.
Wear a Santa hat on top of your Grim Reaper outfit.
Maybe we'll make a game, come to the Reapers game dressed as a Reaper.
Yep.
And then get, like,
Or you could do like Nightmare Before Christmas theme stuff too.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. Have people really show up as like Jack Skellington and Sally and the Boogeyman, like stuff like that. That would work as well.
That would.
There are so many people who love Spooky Season that hate to see Spooky Season just come and go.
I agree. I am one of those people. I am one of those people. I love horror. I love like horror games. That's like one of my favorite genres. I can't wait to play the Pinhead game that's coming out.
Oh, there you go. Well, talking about the horror stuff and everything, what did you think about the Kevin McCurdy's when you went over there?
I loved that tour.
Yeah.
Like the tour, the video. I got to get a little better at the video production. That's all right.
No, you're fine. It came together really well.
We had some good shots, but I feel like I felt like I was almost zoomed in the whole time. I don't know.
Not terrible.
It still came out well, I thought.
Those cameras are a little finicky at time, but
that's all right. I loved it though. Like they're very like that conversation you guys had. Like I was there for it.
Yeah. Right?
So I watched it in person. I re-listened to it because it was that good. I was like, everything they were talking about was like super cool. They were able to talk about almost 50 years of like running a haunted house and starting at what? He was 15.
He was 15.
Like, that's crazy.
Right?
Like, yeah, he just being able to do all that and just being so like creative and stuff with all of it. Like the idea of they changed the freaking theme every year. You've had 49 years of almost different stuff. Let's say they rehashed one or two things, like, but that's a rehash where it's like, oh, that's nostalgic now. And nostalgia always hits.
It does.
Even if whatever it was was like mid at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be mid at the time, but after like 10 years, you'll go back to it and you'll be like, oh, nostalgia. That makes
the legacy grows.
Like, yeah, it's literally what happens.
So Alex and I went this past weekend to see everything at night. We did the whole thing at night and whatnot. Phenomenal. It was really cool to see the how they finalized a number of things.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we went over to the greenhouse and all they had was just the one wall facade at the time?
Yes.
They finally put everything together. There's vines and things all around you. It was creepy. There was a lot of stuff. They closed it all in.
The one I was interested in, how was the vampire castle?
The vampire castle was cool. The demon bat that they had up front was great. Yeah. The bat that we saw.
I was going to say the bear bat.
The bear bat. Yes, the one that looked like a bear. It was attacking the girl, and that was fantastic.
Good,
and
in
the dark,
I bet.
It was creepy as heck.
Kenny was creepy as hell looking in the friggin' light.
Yeah, the whole vampire thing was cool. Now, they did say, I was talking to Holly, they were short a few of their scare actors. I don't know who was supposed to be where. I would imagine they were probably missing out on one on two vampires
over
there.
Probably, yeah.
But it was still phenomenal. Fisherman's Wharf, dude. Like, we caught it when they just dropped off the boat and everything they still had to do. Dude, how much they built around it. The boat itself was cool, but they built a full, like, dock around it and everything. Cool. That was sick. What else was really cool? Oh, remember the latex and cornflake guy?
Yeah.
Dude, they made him, like, all dark and burnt looking. And, like, if I didn't know better, like, they burned a real person.
That's cool.
Like, it came together.
If you didn't see him before.
Yeah, because it was still the yellow from the cornflakes and the latex, but they finally, like, painted him and all that. Oh, my God.
That kid was freaking
TJ
talented.
Was amazing.
TJ. That's funny. His same initials as me.
That's there you go.
That's what all the hockey kids on my team call.
Your coach TJ?
I'm coach TJ. Yeah.
There you go. No, it was such a phenomenal job. But I would say the biggest thing about it, just how Kevin and Holly brought us through and you know gave us a story behind everything. The actors gave it a whole story.
Really?
It wasn't just scary house.
It was like a story.
All the way through.
That's cool. That's
and
really cool.
That's what really set it apart for me. It's like,
that is so cool.
It was so great.
I mean, 49 years of it.
They know what they're doing.
They almost perfected it.
Yeah.
To be able to create a story and then being able, like they said with the Sammy stuff, like they're going to do.
The Sammy doll was there. You can find them and everything. Okay. It was
that's
so good.
Cool. That stuff's cool.
The thing that Alex hated the most was probably that section because they did have this whole doll section. And it was creepy as heck. And Sammy was there with other dolls and it was so, so good. So for those listening or watching, definitely check out the Kevin McCurdy episode.
Yes.
It was so good. You know, the stuff that Trevor and I were able to pull together and work on, it was phenomenal. And if you can, go to Kevin McCurdy. That was much fun.
So, I mean, it was really cool. I saw no actors and I saw just what they were building and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool.
The behind the scenes tour was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But, like,
if I even went
the final thing.
If I went in that with no actors and just at night by myself, like, that'd be scary with all the lights on and stuff. Like, it was cool. Like,
it was really neat. Yeah. I'll have to try to get you over there.
I need to. I just got to find a weekend.
I know.
We got them on Friday.
Yeah,
that Friday nights.
They do Friday nights.
I'll find a Friday then.
So if you can do a Friday, I'll find
a Friday and swing on over there. You could do kids' night on
Columbus Day.
There we go. That'd be perfect. Look at that. I could go in and still be terrified. No, yep. Just kidding.
I'm terrified by the kids.
Yeah, terrified by the kids. Yeah. I use humor with horror. That's what I do. So when if I'm going through there, I'm making jokes the whole time.
Same here. They were like, it's like, oh, you'll never get out of here. It's like, oh, that's a shame. I just got a dinner reservation.
Yeah.
I'm saying stuff like that.
Damn, you don't have a map to help me?
Yeah. Like, that or like, what was the other thing? It's like, there was one that was like, do you want to play a game? And I was like, yeah, you got Tic-Tac-Toe?
Yeah, what game do you got?
What are we playing right now?
What games on your phone? Games on your phone? What phone games you got?
Like a kid.
Exactly.
Oh,
my God. Alex,
if I could get one to break... Yep. That's my favorite.
Yes.
That's my favorite. Because I could, like, or if they stay in character and they're able to play off me, it's my favorite. Like, I had one guy come and, like, I saw him come around and he was, like, almost following us. So I was like, oh, are you coming with us? Come join the party.
Yep.
And he, like, we come around, like, this is like last year. He's coming around the edge and then he comes back around and goes, I would, but I got a job to do. Like, trying to scare us. And obviously, Shabbat jumps, but I'm dying laughing over there. And I'm just like, oh, this is great. Like, when they can do stuff like that, like, and just riff off of you. It just makes it that much more fun. Like, that's the interaction. God.
So good. And that's what they did. That's what they did at Kevin McCurdy's. That was so good.
That doesn't surprise me with how long they've been doing it, how well they've, like, their acting stuff is, how well everything's built. Like, that kid was, what, 15, 16? Like, and he's making stuff like that. Like,
it's pretty impressive.
I love the show Face Off.
Yes.
I love that special effects. I didn't get to mention it then, but I could see that kid going on Face Off.
Well,
like,
we were talking about you remember the guy, Mark Vignola, who we
mentioned? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was originally asked to be a judge on Face Off.
Really?
He turned that down, but he worked behind the scenes on Face Off.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was he on camera or was he just...
No, so Mark Vignola was never on camera for it.
I was going
to
say.
He was never a contestant. He was asked to be a judge.
That does,
He didn't... He declined on that, but he worked in the background.
Oh, that's so cool.
Help create a number of the stuff. Cool. Just so good.
So good.
And God, I got to reach out to Mark. I got to be like, Mark, do you want to come on Welsh Wednesday and show
your
stuff?
Do you want to come help? Yeah, please.
I got to send him the Kevin McCurdy's episode. He's going to... Look, you got to shout out.
He's going to destroy me and Harrison's... He's going to be the number one Welsh Wednesday.
Get all the views. Get all the views.
Thousands and thousands of views just from him.
No, it was good. Did I show you how one of the most recent ones with the John Ritter Foundation that went viral? It's got like 500,000 views on TikTok.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. 500,000 views on TikTok, like 40,000 views on Instagram. It's interesting how it's the same clip too, but it's this one clip.
Hey, sometimes the algorithm just loves it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Like, I'm not a huge, like...
Oh, I don't either. I'm in this field and I don't get it.
I wish I did, because like, that's a great field to like be able to grow in, because it's abundant.
Yeah,
so many people are looking for something to watch, something so many people are looking for something to do and entertain, and you could do it in your own way. That's the cool thing about like social media, but there's, you have good with bad.
Just like you should come back and find something to watch when we do the escape room.
That'll be
in
cool.
a couple weeks. That'll be cool.
You're gonna watch us be idiots.
We're gonna be so idiots. Funny. I, as of us talking right now, we have not done this yet.
No.
And actually, by the time that this drops, we'll have done it.
I think so.
Well, because we're gonna be recording this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah, the 12th.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get you there.
I know.
That's going to be the 12th that we do that, and this episode releases on the 15th. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then that episode will air at the end of October.
Yeah.
Right in time for Halloween.
Cool.
So that'll be good. And of course, right in time for Halloween, Hudson Valley Reapers. You can check out that first home game on October 18th. It's going to be so, so much fun. I wish I could be there. I'll be there by the time like November then, right?
So you can December. December 6th is our next
December
one after 6th. That.
All right.
Because then we're in Holyoke, which is like Springfield, Mass.
Yep.
Which is like 2 hours, and a half, which some of those fans make the drive.
Yeah,
like,
some will.
Some do. It's impressive. We had a good amount. We went to the Vipers went to Niagara.
Yeah.
And we had a good amount of, we had almost the same amount of fans as they did.
That's crazy.
Like, they took a little, I don't know if they took a bus or something, but they took something and there was a bunch of fans there for us.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was like, whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that just shows how loyal of a fan base that you guys got.
It's awesome too. And I feel like when other people see that and then are able to join in that, they kind of like, that'll make them stick more. You know what I mean? Because when you have like a community as your fan base versus like, that's why like a community as your fan base versus just like being a national brand.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much tougher to like
get to know that people have the same interests. You know what I mean? So when you come to like the game, you'll be with those crazy fans.
You'll be with all the like-minded freaks, all the like-minded reapers.
Usually there's one side that's all the crazy fans and the other side's kind of usually like calmer families.
There's always like a calmer section.
Calmer family section, and which is nice, which is good. Because then you also, if you don't want your kid in the crazy fan section, because some of the their language might be a little hoarse.
Fair. Yeah.
To say the least.
That's sports for you.
That is sports. That's that might come from the players and on both sides of the team, and our team and the other team.
Yep.
And it might come from the fans. But that's all part of every sport. You bring your kid to any sports game, there's going to be
it's all in good fun.
Some dumb yelling. But it's it's all fun.
Like, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, it better be. Nothing stupid.
As we wrap this up, Trev, is there like last little thing that you want to share with the Walsh Wednesday listening audience? All the current and future Reaper fans.
Yeah. I just come out and support. And thank you for everyone who has done in the past and in the future. Like anything, like all of us just want to play in front of people with like competitive hockey and like just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, so if we can just do that and we have a good fan base and we can like connect with that, it would be so much like, would be great. That I feel like that's our ideal goal. Like, we're just trying to build a good community that we can all support us on the ice, and then we come off the ice and interact with all the fans and do the best. And even after that, if they want to go out and hang out after that and people have the time, like,
yeah,
that'll be a thing.
Hang out with them. Have
hang
fun.
Out with the Reaps. We will trust me, a lot of us like to hang out like that. So hopefully we can build that same community vibe as the Vipers did. That's honestly the main goal.
I love it. Join that community.
Yes.
Find them online. All the links in the description of this episode. Check out their games. Check out that first home game, October 18th. And then when they're back for a number of home games in December, it's going to be a lot of fun. Trevor, again, thank you so much for being on this.
No problem.
Along with a number of episodes this month. Again, it's Spooky Sousa season.
Yes, it is.
We love that. I'm Connor.
I'm Trevor.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, the Dutchess Ulster Walk to End Alzheimer's, VBash MedSpa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.